Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Zero by Charles Seif. Published in 2000, this intriguing book explores the history and significance of a number that has polarized intellectuals and influenced fields ranging from mathematics to philosophy. Zero, the number once banned by the ancient Greeks and revered by ancient Indians, along with its twin infinity, forms the core of many scientific and philosophical debates. Charles Seif, a seasoned journalist and educator at New York University, uses his background in mathematics from Princeton and Yale to unravel this complex topic. His work is not just academic, but also accessible, appealing to anyone interested in the evolution of mathematical concepts and their broader implications on society. This book is perfect for popular science enthusiasts, history buffs curious about the evolution of ideas, and philosophers captivated by the concepts of everything and nothing. Join us as we explore how Zero went from being a forbidden concept to a cornerstone in understanding our universe. Zero, the biography of a dangerous idea. Introduction: The Enigma of Zero. How a once heretical number shaped modern science, Zero, might seem like an unassuming character in the numerical lineup, but it's actually one of the most potent and paradoxical tools in mathematics and science. Unlike other numbers, the properties of Zero have the power to alter fundamental rules, sometimes breaking them in impossible ways. Imagine a world where adding a number changes nothing, where multiplying any amount results in the eradication of that amount. And dividing? Well, that's where the universe begins to tremble. The concept of zero truly defies ordinary logic. This isn't a new dilemma. Historically, zero has been a source of controversy. Its journey from a philosophical taboo to a mathematical necessity is not only fascinating, but enlightening. The ancient Babylonians, credited with zero's first practical uses, saw its potential in calculations and astronomy. However, not all embraced the new concept warmly. The great philosopher Aristotle clashed with the idea of zero, arguing against the existence of a number that represents nothingness. Even into the Renaissance, renowned thinkers like René Descartes were skeptical of zero's practicality and its philosophical implications. Yet, despite such resistance, the understanding and acceptance of zero revolutionized technology and science. It stands today not merely as a symbol of absence, but as a critical component that underpins the very framework of modern mathematics, physics, and engineering. In this exploration, you'll uncover why zero was a game changer that went beyond the realms of arithmetic to influence our understanding of concepts as vast as infinity itself. Indeed, zero proves to be much more than a mere placeholder. It is a profound player in the quest to understand our universe. Part 1. Tracing Zero's Origins. From ancient Babylonia to the modern world, consider a time devoid of any numerical representation for nothingness. Hard to imagine, right? Initially, mathematics was a tool strictly born out of necessity, geared towards solving immediate, tangible problems, like counting tangible items. This was the norm until human civilization reached a pivotal point of intellectual development in ancient Babylonia. It's fascinating to realize that the earliest number systems didn't include a concept for zero. The Babylonians were among the first to feel the absence of a symbol that could represent nothing. Their journey towards the invention of zero is a testament to the evolving nature of human understanding and the complexities of necessity in mathematical systems. Now, let's dive deeper into Babylonian numeracy. The Babylonians used a sexagesimal system, that's base 60, unlike our contemporary base 10, or decimal system. This system only employed two symbols to denote 1 and 10. Imagine trying to express large numbers with such limitations. As numbers escalated, especially beyond their base of 60, ambiguity became an issue that couldn't be ignored. The same symbols were recycled every time a new level of 60 was reached, making the distinction between numbers such as 61, 3601, or even 3661 incredibly challenging without contextual clues. The inventive Babylonians tackled this problem head-on by introducing a new symbol when there was an absence of a value in a particular place value, a role that the modern zero now fulfills. This symbol was not truly a number, but served as a crucial placeholder, indicating that this space was empty. It was the evolved thought process that recognized and articulated emptiness as an integral part of number systems. This adaptation was revolutionary, altering the course of mathematics forever. It introduced concepts of place and value that allowed for clearer and more advanced mathematical calculation and notation. Yet the Babylonia zero was initially just a pragmatic solution, a way to reduce confusion rather than a number with its own intrinsic value. It took several more centuries before the abstract and philosophical implications of zero were explored and accepted. From a simple practicality in the heart of Babylonia to a cornerstone of modern scientific and mathematical theories, zero's journey is a compelling narrative of intellectual evolution. As this narrative unfolds, it encapsulates the transformation from a simple placeholder to a concept that challenged and expanded the boundaries of knowledge and understanding. Part 2. The Greek Conundrum. How ancient philosophy clashed with the concept of zero. For the ancient Greeks, numbers were not just figures for arithmetic, they were fundamental elements of the universe, woven into the fabric of everything, from music to astronomy. Renowned Greek philosophers like Pythagoras viewed numbers with deep reverence, perceiving them as integral to the cosmos's harmony. Yet, amidst their advanced exploration of numbers, there was a notable absence. They staunchly rejected the notion of zero. The Greeks' resistance to zero was rooted not in mathematical practicality, but in philosophical beliefs about existence and nature. Aristotle, a towering figure in Western philosophy, argued that zero simply did not exist. He considered it a figment of the human mind, unrepresentative of any tangible reality. This perspective had a long-lasting impact, steering Western mathematical development away from the concept of zero for centuries. Zeno, another Greek philosopher, inadvertently highlighted the necessity of zero through his famous paradox involving Achilles and a tortoise. In this scenario, Achilles continually halves the distance to the tortoise but seemingly never catches up. The puzzle lies in the concept of motion and infinity. Achilles does indeed overtake the tortoise, implying a limit to the progression, zero. Yet the Greek mathematical philosophy could not embrace this concept, as it conflicted with their established doctrines that denied both zero and infinity. The Greek universe, as conceptualized by Aristotle, was finite, a fixed sphere with a definitive end, beyond which there was nothing. Time, too, was considered to have a beginning. Such beliefs underscored a broader refusal to acknowledge the existence of zero and infinity, which, if accepted, would imply either an absolute void, zero, or an absence of a beginning, infinity. This philosophical stance significantly constrained the theoretical scope of Greek mathematics, leaving paradoxes like that of Zeno unresolved. While Aristotle's influence reigned supreme in the West during the Middle Ages, dampening the acceptance and application of zero, the story was different in the East. Eastern civilizations, less swayed by Aristotelian doctrine, progressed in their mathematical theories, including the use and understanding of zero. This divergence highlights a pivotal cultural and intellectual split that defined the development of mathematics across different parts of the world. The Greeks' philosophical rejection of zero is a fascinating chapter in the history of mathematics, illustrating how deeply held beliefs can shape and sometimes suppress the advancement of knowledge. Part 3. How ancient Indian and Arabic scholars revolutionized mathematics with zero. In stark contrast to the Greek approach, ancient Indian mathematicians did not shy away from the concepts of zero and infinity. In their philosophical and cosmological views, the universe itself sprang from a void, an infinite expanse that could both create and destroy. This cultural acceptance of nothingness as a concept allowed Indian scholars to integrate zero into their mathematical systems not as a philosophical quandary, but as a practical and useful number. Here's the essential insight. Ancient Indian and Arabic mathematicians not only embraced zero, but also harnessed its properties to make monumental strides in mathematics. While the Greeks centered their mathematical pursuits around geometry, where numbers represented tangible measurements and realities, the Indian approach was markedly different. Indian mathematicians treated numbers as abstract entities, which allowed them to explore calculations that were considered nonsensical in the Greek context, such as subtracting a larger number from a smaller one. This flexibility led to the development of concepts like negative numbers and, crucially, the formal inclusion of zero. Consider the simple equation, 2 minus 3. To a Greek, this question was illogical within the constraints of their numerical understanding. However, to an Indian mathematician, the abstract nature of numbers made the calculation straightforward, yielding 1 as a result. The inclusion of zero was not merely symbolic. It opened up a new realm of mathematical operations, multiplication and division involving zero-initiated discussions about the properties of infinity, a topic that 12th-century mathematician Bhaskara explored with keen interest. Bhaskara noted infinity's unique characteristics: add or subtract any number from infinity, and it remains unchanged. These mathematical developments did not stay confined within the cultural boundaries of India. As they traveled to the Arabic world, they challenged and eventually transformed the mathematical landscape. Islamic, Jewish, and Christian scholars, deeply influenced by Aristotelian thought, initially found the concept of zero perplexing and its associated mathematical rules unsettling. Despite these challenges, the pragmatic utility of zero in calculations and commerce could not be ignored. The Western world, particularly through the interactions with the Arabic scholars, gradually adopted these mathematical innovations. This adoption was significantly accelerated by the demands of trade and commerce, which found great utility in the more straightforward numeral system that included zero. Italian merchants, for example, recognized that the Arabic numeral system, which included zero, greatly simplified bookkeeping and calculations compared to the cumbersome Roman numerals then in use. The commercial advantages were too significant to ignore, leading to a broader acceptance of zero in Western mathematics. Thus, from its philosophical roots in ancient India to its controversial introduction in the West, the number zero came to be one of the most revolutionary elements in mathematical history. Its journey illustrates not only the evolution of mathematical thought, but also the profound ways in which different cultures interpret and integrate new concepts. The acceptance and subsequent use of zero have undeniably shaped the development of modern science and mathematics. Part 4. The Western embrace of zero and its ripple effect on calculus. Zero, a number with a contrasting existence in different cultures, eventually began to carve its niche in Western mathematics, though not without difficulty. For centuries, theologians and philosophers wrestled with the theological implications and the abstract challenges it posed. Yet it was in the hands of mathematicians like René Descartes that zero began to demonstrate its immense utility, marking the onset of a mathematical revolution. Descartes, despite his reservations about the actual existence of zero as a number, leveraged its concept in developing the Cartesian coordinate system, a foundational element in modern mathematics. The inclusion of zero at the origin point of the x and y axes was crucial for the accuracy and functionality of this system, underscoring zero's practical necessity despite philosophical doubts. The key message here is clear. Embracing zero in Western thought was initially fraught with theological and philosophical doubts, but it ultimately catalyzed a significant mathematical evolution, notably the advent of calculus. Let's delve into how intimately calculus is tied to the concepts of zero and infinity. Consider trying to determine the area under a curve on a Cartesian grid. A straightforward approach might involve approximating the area with rectangles. As these rectangles become increasingly narrower, essentially tending towards zero width, their number must correspondingly increase, approaching infinity. This method sounds theoretically perplexing, yet it forms the basis of integral calculus. It was the simultaneous insights of Isaac Newton and Gottfried Leibniz that formalized these ideas into the coherent mathematical systems of calculus we study today. They explored how these infinitesimally small rectangles could sum up to define the precise area under curves, navigating the intricate dance around zero and infinity. Yet, this groundbreaking advance was not immediately embraced without skepticism. Critics like Bishop George Berkeley pointed out the reliance on theoretical constructs that weren't yet fully understood, likening early calculus to more of a faith practice in mathematics rather than empirically validated science. The resolution to these conceptual dilemmas came from mathematicians like Jean-Laurent d'Alembert, who introduced the concept of limits, a way to describe how sequences approach a specific value yet never quite reach it, a bit like Zeno's paradox resolved into mathematical terms. By understanding and accepting limits, mathematicians could reconcile with the philosophical oddities posed by calculations involving zero and infinity. This acceptance marked a significant transition in Western mathematics, from skepticism around abstract concepts to an embrace of them that spurred further innovation and exploration in the mathematical sciences. This journey of zero, from a concept steeped in controversy to one that underpins one of the most essential areas of mathematics, illustrates the dynamic interplay of number theory, philosophy, and practical mathematics. Part 5. The intricate dance between zero and infinity in the realm of complex mathematics. Navigating the realm of quadratic equations and imaginary numbers in high school might recall a mix of fascination and bewilderment. Consider an equation like x squared plus 1 equals 0. This equation suggests an interesting conundrum. The solutions seem to not exist within the realm of real numbers. Instead, they introduce us to the world of imaginary numbers, specifically the square root of negative 1 and its negative counterpart. These are typically denoted as I and I. Let's explore why this concept connects deeply with zero and the enigmatic infinity. Here's the crucial insight. Mathematicians have found that zero and infinity share a profound and intricate relationship within the spectrum of numbers. Engaging with imaginary numbers opens up the concept of complex numbers, which combine real and imaginary numbers. To picture this, imagine a Cartesian grid. This isn't your typical XY axis. Instead, the X axis can represent the real component, and the Y axis, the imaginary component of a complex number. For instance, the complex number 2 minus 4i would be plotted at 4 on the real axis and 2 on the imaginary axis. Things get even more interesting when you consider the effects of operations like squaring on these complex numbers. Take the imaginary unit I. Its square is defined as 1. If we plot I on our grid, squaring it or multiplying it by itself results in a 90-degree rotation. This counterintuitive result reflects the unique properties of complex numbers. Realizing the limitations and complexities this introduces on a two-dimensional plane, mathematician Bernhard Riemann proposed a revolutionary model, the Riemann sphere. On this sphere, complex numbers are represented in a way where the intricacies of their interactions, including squaring or adding, become more visually and conceptually coherent. On the Riemann sphere, units like I and AI, as well as 1 and 1, are positioned as diametrically opposed points. Interestingly, at the sphere's poles, we find 0 and infinity opposing each other, suggesting that in the complex plane, these two concepts are as interconnected as they are oppositional. Such mathematical models and their representations don't just open doors to theoretical explorations. They are crucial for practical applications in physics and other sciences, where the concepts of zero and infinity frequently play critical roles. This vista into the relationship between zero and infinity through the lens of complex numbers and the Riemann sphere underscores not just the beauty of mathematical theory, but also its profound implications on understanding the universe's foundational principles. Part 6. The profound impact of zero and infinity in the world of physics. Zero and infinity are not confined to the abstract realms of mathematics. they have tangible, pivotal roles in the physical sciences as well. These concepts are instrumental in understanding and describing the universe, influencing major theoretical breakthroughs in physics. Take, for instance, the fascinating concept of absolute zero. This term describes the theoretical temperature at which matter possesses minimal thermal energy. Discovered in the mid-19th century by physicist Lord Kelvin, absolute zero marks the lower limit of the thermodynamic temperature scale, sitting at around 273 degrees Celsius. It represents a state where particles come to a near standstill, exhibiting almost no kinetic energy, technically making it a state impossible to achieve completely due to residual energy in particles. Here's the crucial takeaway. Zero and infinity are more than just foundational elements in mathematics. They are deeply embedded in the fundamental laws of physics. Another compelling illustration of zero in physics is the concept of a black hole, rooted in Albert Einstein's theories of relativity. A black hole forms from the remnants of a massive star that has collapsed under its own gravity to a singularity, a point where it occupies zero volume yet retains its mass. This creates a region in space where the gravitational pull is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape its grip. Moving from classical to modern physics, string theory presents an entirely different interaction with zero. This theory postulates that what appears to be particle points are actually one-dimensional strings, vibrating at specific frequencies, existing across multiple dimensions. Here, zero does not necessarily denote nothingness, as our standard three-dimensional perspective might suggest. Instead, it incorporates the possibility of additional dimensions where what appears to be zero in our limited perception could indeed be something more profound. Each of these examples underscores how deeply intertwined zero and infinity are with our understanding of the physical universe. From the cold, unreachable bounds of absolute zero to the dense mysteries of black holes and the dimensional complexities proposed by string theory, these concepts shape our comprehension of everything from the microcosmic quantum states to the expansive cosmic phenomena. Philosophically as well, zero and infinity evoke a paradoxical nature of existence. The emergence of everything from nothing and the transformation of energy in states that seemingly approach non-existence. As we continue to delve into these concepts, it becomes clear that zero and infinity are not merely abstract elements, but are integral to the fabric of reality, guiding the evolution of scientific thought and the exploration of the universe's grand mysteries. Final summary. Zero's journey through the annals of science and mathematics is nothing short of remarkable. Initially absent from the earliest mathematical frameworks, zero emerged in ancient Babylonia, not as a true number, but as a simple placeholder. This modest beginning belied the profound impact it would later have on the world of numbers and beyond. Aristotle's philosophical influence in ancient Greece stymied the acceptance of zero within Western mathematical traditions. His outright rejection of zero as a non-existent entity meant that it lacked the recognition and exploration it deserved during this era. This Western resistance starkly contrasted with the Eastern approach, particularly in India, where zero was not only adopted, but was pivotal in fostering significant mathematical advances. It is in India that zero was fully recognized as a number in its own right, seamlessly fitting into the broader numerical system and bridging the gap between positive and negative numbers. This acceptance allowed mathematicians to explore new concepts and solve equations that were previously unmanageable, significantly propelling the field forward. In modern times, zero has proven indispensable in both pure mathematics and applied physics. It is central to the development of calculus, an area of mathematics that underpins much of modern science and engineering. Zero, alongside its conceptual twin infinity, also plays a critical role in the theories of relativity and in our understanding of phenomena such as black holes and the structure of the universe. The story of zero is one of initial obscurity and eventual indispensability. As we continue to delve deeper into the mysteries of the universe, zero remains at the heart of many cutting-edge theories and discoveries, reasserting its position as a fundamental element that is both vital and enigmatic. This journey from nothingness to a cornerstone of scientific thought underscores the dynamic progression of human knowledge and our continually evolving understanding of the universe. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.